Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're with Money FM 89.3. Bharati Jagdish and Timothy Goh with you on Primetime. Now for a midweek analysis of market developments, we are joined by Terence Wong. He is CEO of Azure Capital. Hi, Terence. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bharati, welcome to the afternoon show.
Oh, thank you, Terence. We call it the evening show because we're always trying to nudge people to go home earlier. So that's the illusion we try to create. But no illusions, I would say, in the markets today. We saw China data out today, Terence. The producer price index for April rose 8% year on year, higher than expectations. The expectation was a 7.7% increase. Also, consumer inflation, more than expected. Consumer price index climbed 2.1% year on year, above expectations for sure. We must note, though, that COVID cases seem to be easing in China. But the fact that China has again reiterated that it will stick to its zero COVID policy, I mean, where do you see all of this going, Terence?
Well, it's tough, right? I mean, the latest inflation figures from China does show that, you know, cost pressure remains high. But that's really well expected by the markets, because where else in the world do you see stable prices, right? Everywhere from China, the US, Europe, Singapore, we're just feeling the pinch. I think it's a lot more than a pinch. And in China, the restrictions, like what you mentioned, restrictions of activities due to this zero COVID strategy, I think would make prices, go higher or be sustained at high levels for quite a long period of time. In fact, you know, the PPI, you know, it will be elevated given all the geopolitical tensions still remaining. And this leads to actually pressure on the supply chain as well as commodity prices. Now, I've been speaking to many of the China-based manufacturers, and all of them, you know, are complaining about high steel aluminum prices that has more than doubled. And the thing is, some of these manufacturers are willing to pay much higher prices, but they cannot even get the goods. And high prices really would get partially passed on to consumers. So everybody gets some share of this pain. And I think that going ahead, CPI, Consumer Price Index, globally will remain persistently high.
What is the way to deal with this, though? I mean, we've seen a lot of monetary tightening going on, but is that necessarily the answer? And then there's the whole question of this tightrope that even the Fed is navigating right now. You know, you can't do too much to curtail inflation. You've got to also take into account that you can't take steps that will increase the risk of a recession. What do you see as the way ahead, then?
Well, it's really, really tough. And I think the time to actually raise rates, you know, and yet to escape a recession, that time has passed. And that time was probably last year. So looking ahead now with runaway prices, inflation, the hands of the Fed, they are tied, right? I think even if they were to do these 50 bits increases, it's too little, too late. And I believe that a recession is a given. We will face rough times. But I know that there will be a recession. I just don't know whether it's going to be one that's going to be protracted, right? That's the worst.
Right, for sure.
Or the pits will be a stagflation.
Here's the thing. A global recession, of course, would have an impact on Singapore. How do you see Singapore managing something like that?
Just like the way that it's managed in the past, right? It is going to be rough being a small open economy, but we have always taken the opportunity to improve on ourselves, upskill the workers, and prepare them or prepare the nation for the next ride up. And I said over the last few cycles, that has been like basically a hallmark of you know, Singapore's leadership.
Here's the thing, though. Some people have suggested that the Fed may pause or even roll back its rate hiking cycle, something that has been floated in the event of a rising risk of a recession. Your thoughts on this?
See again, that's tough because they have basically used up the ammunition. You know, they've gone lower for longer, you know, for the last few years. And even when things were looking, were perking up, they didn't, like, pull back. So now, now because of the inflation, and I know we have been mentioning inflation, like, three of the last four questions.
Yes.
Inflation is here. It's going to be persistently high. If you do something about it, you continue to be, you know, you continue to hang on to low rates and not raise the rates, that will set off another different set of issues.
Yep.
And that is also not going to be pretty.
Right. So your advice then?
Really to brace ourselves, put on our safety belts, brace ourselves. I think we the system, there's a lot of like liquidity being pumped in the system over the last few years, and loads of excesses and all these things. It is healthy to let a little bit of it go, or a lot of it go, and then we will look towards the next ride up.
Thing is, investors are also awaiting the release of US CPI for April today. Unfortunately, we can't run away from talking about inflation even more, Terence.
There's four of last five already.
You're keeping score, I notice. What do you expect the numbers to show today, though? Some are expecting it to show that inflation has reached its peak, actually.
Yeah, I'm no economist, but I think consensus is looking at 0.2% for the CPI.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for annualized rate of 8.1%, which is lower. The good news is lower than the 8.5% in March. Some of the guys that are more optimistic, the silver liners, right, will say that, hey, that's a turning point. But to me, I think that it is still very, very high. It's the highest we've seen in a generation and a half. I think the last time we were there was 1981, right? So, and there are still a few sticking points, geopolitical tensions, like mentioned, this Russia-Ukraine situation, which, you know, it may get worse. And then even with a resolution, let's say that, you know, Russia pulls back, the oil prices will still remain high. And then we also have to contend with prolonged lockdown in China, which is definitely an issue for supply chains.
Here's the thing, since you mentioned oil, and this is something that certainly will continue to be uncertain as well, what is your outlook on the EIA crude oil inventory report, which we're expecting out today as well?
I don't have a number to that, but looking at the oil prices, really is anybody's guess whether it's going to go up or down. But then one thing I'm sure is that it is going to be high, much higher than the long-term average. And when that happens for a prolonged period of time, that is another reason why I am relatively certain that, you know, there is going to be a recession.
I think this is something that we all have to come to terms with and just start preparing for it. If you're ready for it, you should be fine, right? In most cases, anyway. I would like to turn your attention now to tech stocks. Earlier this week, we saw about $1.5 trillion US dollars in market value erased from the NASDAQ 100 index. This was after 3 days of heavy selling in tech stocks. What are your thoughts on tech stocks' volatile start to this year? I mean, the one-time stay-at-home winners like Etsy, Netflix, PayPal, they were among the biggest losers this year. So as we come out of the pandemic, what do you expect things to look like for all of these players?
Well, I was a tech analyst back in year 2000, 99 going to 2000. So I have a little bit of experience with this like crazy ride with tech stocks. And what I've learned back then is that tech stocks are very, very sensitive to interest rates, as the valuations are tagged to future growth, right? So small rise in interest rates can have a big impact on tech stocks. And now we're talking about, inflation again, right? Inflation, which leads to, this time it's me, it's not you.
Yep.
Right? With inflation, there's no choice. The Fed has to increase the rate and by huge number. There's going to be huge rise in rates. And thus it is not surprising that we have seen such massive decline in stock prices of tech companies. The good news is the tech companies of today, very different from that back in year 2000. Fundamentals are significantly stronger, but you know, the super normal profits that we've seen during the COVID period is coming to an end. And I think investors will be the less likely to want to pay, you know, 100, 200 times PE for companies, at least in the next, in the mid, short to mid term. So the decline is there. There could be, of course, there could be times where tech company, some of these tech companies have, you know, shown good fundamentals. They've got high cash reserves, and I think these, and these fundamentally sound companies, and they're trading at like, you know, low teens to mid teens in the US, very, very palatable valuations. These are some of the first, I think, type of companies that investors will start to, you know, do bargain hunting on.
Yeah, and of course, everyone is scrutinizing those valuations. In some cases, they are overvalued. But yeah, having said that, and having described the current economic environment, Terence, what arenas, what areas or sectors and stocks are you watching personally?
Well, I think if you're talking about just investors, I mean just for men on the street, there's really no hurry in rushing to invest in companies right now. I will be patient. You know, markets will be choppy and volatile until, you know, there's confirmation of a downturn. But if investors are in a hurry, they do feel that, you know, there's this urgent need to deploy some funds into the market, then, you know, do so looking at companies or sectors that, you know, will benefit from rising inflation, regional reopening, and these counters are, you know, like banks, say for example, they are beneficiaries of rising interest rates, so that will actually improve their NIMs, their net interest margins. So these are some of the counters that you can look at. I understand, you know, it has taken a sort of a mini beating recently, and you know, at a certain point that could be worth looking at. I mentioned reopening counters, hospitality place will come back, but if there is going to be recession, there could be another round. It could be hit another round. So I think investors just have to be, you know, relatively cautious at this juncture.
Right. Caution seems to be indeed the name of the game in the face of inflation and recessionary risk. Thank you so much, Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. Sorry, Terence, I couldn't help it. Had to say it one more time.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.